Thanks for your patience, dear family, and for listening. I've been working on a teaching on how to get your own word from the Lord for probably 2 days now, and I think I'm going to have it done within an hour or two, maybe 3 hours, and then I can get it up for you. We have an awful lot of people asking us to get a word from the Lord for them, and we just can't possibly do that. It's just more than we can handle. So this is going to be something that will give you the instructions that you need to be able to get your own word. And besides, that's what we're here for anyway, is to get you into the Lord's arms so that you can hear and see him clearly and that you can be instructed directly from him. Okay, here is a YouTube family update. And it's June 24th, 2015. Dear ones, my duties have been changed. Due to the volume of correspondence we're getting, we now have 3 volunteers who are helping us with emails, comments, and private messages. So when they see something they know I should handle, they'll send it to me directly. And they're super sweet people and very seasoned Christians. And we're all of one heart. So anything you get from them is going to be very much of one heart with what I would say. I cannot give out personal messages to individuals. Please don't write and ask me to do that. Don't write and ask me if you'll be raptured. Rather, look up my videos on who and who won't be raptured. Because the Lord is really made that clear several times, the qualifications for being raptured. Well, he's made it clear several times in different messages what would disqualify you from being raptured. So look those up under the rapture playlist, okay? And please don't ask me if you're pleasing to the Lord or any other personal message. If you look in the playlist, you'll see I've already addressed these things. And if you listen to the videos very carefully, you'll be able to ascertain for yourself if you're pleasing to him. But with the new teaching I'm going to do on how to get your own word from the Lord, that should help you. I know we all feel insecure. We all need to know that we're okay and that the Lord loves us. It's just the way we are, very much that way. So I'm doing a teaching on that today. Hopefully I'll get it up today. And that'll help you immensely, because that's how we get our words from the Lord. We have each other, of course, but we still use the same methods for one another. And the reason that I'm not permitted by the Lord to give you messages is because that's not the gift that he wants in operation for this season. He's asking me to stay focused on the messages, and I can't do both. It isn't physically possible. One of the things that's been hanging me up for the last 2 days that I haven't gotten around to the message early enough, and I ended up being very tired, was I was trying to knock out emails. And just because I love you, I see you're there, and I see, you know, that you have needs, and I want to talk to you. And so I get started on one, and that's it. Before I know it, 3 hours have gone by, and there's no message for that night because I've worn myself out on emails. So please don't be upset with me if I don't answer your emails. The fastest way to get a response from me is to post it in the comments under the latest video, because I do like to go and look at the latest comments when I post a video. If you post it under the video, it's very likely that I'll catch it, or one of our 3 volunteers will catch it, and they will forward it on to me. But the email is going to be an impossible situation. I just can't get to them. I'm farming them out to our volunteers at this point. So emails are going to our really qualified volunteers for them to help answer. Okay, please don't write and ask me to call you. I'm not permitted to take ministry phone calls. We've prayed about this and looked at the volume of phone calls, emails, etc., and we've determined that every one of the questions that came from individuals asking for a personal phone call could have been resolved easily by searching our videos. so please don't insist on a phone call. I know some of you are lonely, and I would love to talk to you. We've got a few that have managed to call us, we've been able to speak to, that we just fell in love with. We love you guys. But if we spent our time doing that, there for sure wouldn't be any new messages. So it's kind of six of one, half a dozen of the other. The Lord cut back the volume of messages. I could easily take personal phone calls, but that would free me up for about 7 hours a day. But that's just not happening. Please don't insist on a phone call from us. People are very transparent on our channel. Get together with some other people on our channel that have the same heart that you have and correspond with them so that you're not so lonely. Skype with them. I know what it's like to be a bride and to be isolated. It's very hard. This is not a calling that's really accepted by the mainline churches. It's something that's actually frowned upon. So yeah, you're lonely. The best thing to do is, you know, our channel is a really nice melding pot from all over the world of people who are brides and don't have the companionship as brides that they need as well. The friendship from other brides. So we're very blessed to have YouTube and to have this opportunity to connect with people all over the world who are called to be brides. So take advantage of it, guys. Figure out who you like, you know, there, and post on their comments, because I'll tell you what, messaging, people don't really pay attention to messages for the most part. And that's one thing I'd ask you. I've written to some of you. I've sent some of you messages, personal messages on YouTube, and you never answered me, and you've never been on your personal message page. So, if you try to reach someone through a personal message, you're going to have to tell them, I sent you a personal message on your YouTube page. They normally wouldn't look at that. I was ignorant about it for the first, 8 months. Personal messages, it's best just to connect with someone under comments and then move into personal messages or emails. And if you want to make a donation, please read the description box beneath the video. All the links you need for PDFs and donations and our website and our blog, everything is in that description box. So make it a point to check that out before you try to call me to find out how to make a donation. I know many of you out there are lonely, and this, as I said before, is a lonely calling. And that's why I'm asking you to pick out some people you feel real kinship with and start corresponding with each other by Skype or phone. They need your friendship too. I'd love to talk to you personally, but as you can see, I don't have enough time. Ezekiel and I both have health issues, and we haven't looked at our emails for 3 days now. Actually, I've got emails from 6 or 7 days ago that I just haven't been able to get to. So your fastest way to get an answer is really to make a comment on the comment page, because I look at the comments every day. Our volunteers, when they find out that you've made some comments, if it's of a more personal nature, one of our volunteers is qualified to go into personal messages, and she'll either answer you or she'll pass it on to me. That would be Carol. If you have something you need counsel about, ask for it in the comments, and we'll refer you to a video, and I will request you to email us so we can counsel by mail. I'm sorry I'm not able to clone me, but in reality, only God is necessary for you. And I know it's hard, but he's your best answer. And we will try to connect with you when we can, or in the very least, point you in the right direction for answers. I love you all dearly.